Well, we're at the annual meeting of AFAN today, the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska. We're talking with Greg Ibaugh, who is Director of Agriculture for the state of Nebraska. And Greg, your department just announced today the discovery of vesicular stomatitis in a couple of cattle herds in Wheeler County, Nebraska. First time that this disease has been seen in the state?
Yes, and during the summer, Texas and Colorado had incidences of the disease. And, you know, in previous years, the southern states along the border with Mexico regularly have it because it's more of a Mexican disease in their herds. And so, we do have diagnosed a positive in two herds in Nebraska.
How serious a disease is this?
Well, it's a serious disease in that their states try to keep it out, so now we will probably have some import restrictions as cattle try to move out of Nebraska. Shouldn't be too hard for producers to comply with, but they need to be aware of it. And then the two herds that are affected will be quarantined until the symptoms, and then a three-week holding period after any symptoms disappear before they can be released. And then the animals that are affected, it's an economic impact. They don't eat as well while they're affected with the disease, and they typically may lose weight even.
So the time of the year here, as we head into winter, is this a good time, I guess, that the disease probably won't spread as well?
Yeah, and actually it's a little bit surprising that we see it this time of year because it's spread by biting insects and midges. And so we were anticipating with the frost, we were in the clear. But it is also spread through nose-to-nose contact with animals that are infected. And so we're hoping that with winter setting on, as long as we can quarantine and limit nose-to-nose contact with other animals, that we will be able to keep this disease contained fairly well here in Nebraska right now.
Now, is this just these herds, or is it adjoining herds, or how does that work?
Well, we'll watch adjoining herds to make sure that there hasn't been nose-to-nose contact so the disease spreads. And we will also try to look to see and make sure we understand where the disease came from and how it got into Nebraska in case there's other risk factors out there that we need to manage to protect Nebraska producers from the spread of this disease.